This is the GameAct Hotline for July 8th, 2007, episode 86.
To college. I can't wait. What do you think we'll find when we get there?
That the students are shockingly ignorant, the professors self-centered and corrupt, and the entire system geared solely to the pursuit of
GameAct Hotline.
And welcome to the GameAct Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. So anyway, I want to go ahead and thank you guys for listening to the show. You know, it's been very interesting. I've actually been going to be going to Casual Connect next week. And I'll be working for two companies, so I'll be exciting to do those kinds of things. Next week I'll have a show, but I think I'm going to be doing a very short show. I don't think I'll have any trivia or any of the extra stuff. I think I'll just be rambling about what news I saw and the games that are going to come out and the top games in Japan and UK and at Gamefly.com. So, sorry about that, folks. Other than that, I'm trying to think about doing some things with the show, because I don't know, it seems like nobody listens to the show, or there's something that they don't like about the show. I'm thinking either doing, I could do a survey and have you guys give me a survey about what things you don't like, or I might just talk to a couple of my friends and find out what things they think I should change. But anyway, if you guys have any suggestions, go ahead and you can email me at gameacthotline@gmail.com. Hopefully I'll take your guys' advice and make this game show as good as other shows that are probably more popular than mine. Though I don't think I need to change cross-platform, because it sounds like you guys already love that show. Also, I just finished the GDC show. It should be up on the RSS feed and should be on the website, so you guys can finally hear some of the interesting things I heard at GDC. I'm so glad I got that done. I felt like it was the Duke Nukem Forever of my career. But now that that's over with, I can go ahead and get on with my other stuff. So anyway, I'm going to stop rambling and get right into our video game news. Our first news story, Microsoft, after heavy criticism over the failure rates of the Xbox 360, announced in a press release that they will be increasing the warranties on the system to 3 years, in hopes to repair consumer relations. This comes with the report stating that Microsoft will lose more than $1 billion in repairs. GamePolitics.com reported on Friday that they calculated that the failure rate due to the loss of money could be as low as 22% failure rate or as high as 43%, depending on the prices of the repairs. Our next news story. A few different news reports came out this week as the interest of in-game advertisements have increased. The first report showed that Electronic Arts has announced the achievements for NCAA Football 2008 on the Xbox 360. The achievements have names such as Old Spice Red Zone Perfection, Old Spice Red Zone Shutout, and the Pontiac Fourth Quarter. Showing that advertisements have come to achievements, the Nielsen's Ratings Board, who gives ratings for TV, have also announced a partnership with Sony to track players' network traffic to help advertisers in in-game advertising. Our next news story. Nintendo and Microsoft came to terms this week to buy property that was not in use, that was owned by Nintendo, in Redmond, Washington. The land is across two busy streets in Redmond and is in the middle of Nintendo and Microsoft's campuses. The reports state that the deal was worth roughly $23 million, according to the last appraisal on the land. Our final news story. In the June edition of the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine, a report showed that both schoolwork and friendship won't suffer from video games. The study showed that boys played an average of 1 hour of video games a weekday and 1.5 on the weekends, with girls showing a little bit less than the boys. The study also showed that reading dropped 30% from 8 minutes a day to 6 minutes a day, and girls would spend 12 minutes less on homework when they played video games. Alright, let's look at our top anticipated games at Gamefly.com. Number 5, Dirt for the Xbox 360. Number 4, The Bigs for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Transformers, The Game for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Overlord for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top anticipated game at Gamefly.com is Darkness for the Xbox 360. Looking at top games in Japan this past week, number 5, Ratchet & Clank Going Mobile for the PSP. Number 4, Genriki Training, otherwise known as Observation Training, for the Nintendo DS. Number 3, Itadaki Street DS for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, The Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass for the Nintendo DS. And the number 1 top game in Japan this past week was Super Robot Wars OG Original Generations for the PlayStation 2. Looking at top games in the UK, number 5, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day 2 for the DS. Number 4, Resident Evil 4 for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Shrek the Third for the PlayStation 3. Number 2, The Darkness for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top game in the UK this past week was Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix for the PlayStation 2. Looking at new releases this week, there are only 5 games that have been released. For the Xbox 360, it's our game of the week. It's Project Sylphide by Microsoft. For the PlayStation Portable, Smash Court Tennis 3 by Namco Bandai Games America. For the DS, Animates by Dreamcatcher Interactive. For the Game Boy Advance, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix by EA Games. For the PC, Sword of the New World, Granado Espada by K2 Network. Okay, that's going to be it for our news for this week. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. So, until then, remember, you're listening to the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at www.seattlepodcasting.net. All right, let's go to our game trivia. Ce soir, la ville est déserte. Toute la terre est là, guichet fermé. Marmelade publique. Well, it's going to be E3 this week, so I thought I'd go ahead and give you guys a couple of categories that might go around E3. Our first category is Game Company Creators. I'm going to name you the creator of a video game company. You tell me what the company is. Number 1, Nolan Bushnell. Number 2, Peter Molyneux. And number 3, Tim Sweeney. Looking at our next category, E3. Number 1, E3 used to mean the Electronic Entertainment Expo, but this year it's changed its name to this. Number 2, this is the city that E3 is located at this year. Number 3, this is the president of the Electronic Software Association, who is in charge of E3. Alright, looking at our final category, Game System Prices. I want the price of the system when it was first released. Okay, here we go. Number 1, the Sony PlayStation 2. Number 2, the original Nintendo Game Boy. And number three, the Atari Jaguar. Okay, let's look at our final question. Well, you hear BitTunes all the time on this show, in the background. They are cool tunes made from the noises of old game systems and computers of the past. Well, a BitTune artist just released his latest music, not on a CD, but on an NES cartridge, so you can listen to it on your Nintendo Entertainment System. My question for you this week is, what is the name of the musician who did this? Alright, we'll come back with our answers. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Somewhere on planet Earth, a scientist creates the ultimate machine.
At last!
A machine that will give him the power to journey into the Mega World. With thousands of colors, 16-bit graphic technology, and 10-channel Mega Stereo sound. The most advanced video game system in the universe.
Yes!
Mega Drive from Sega.
Hey, this is Charlie.
And this is Brian. Join us for our pilot episode of The Wii Show here on the Podcast Network.
Every week, we'll talk about the Nintendo Wii and our reviews, opinions, and commentary.
This week, we discuss what virtual console titles are AAA games, as well as Wii titles that are a must for your collection.
So catch us Tuesday for The Wii Show at Wii.thepodcastnetwork.com. And have a listen.
And welcome back to the Game Addict Hotline. Remember, we are part of the All Games Radio Network. Visit them at allgames.com. All right, let's look at our game trivia.
Your back's against the wall. There's no one home to call. You're forgetting who you are. You can't stop crying. It's part of giving news.
All right, our first category was game company creators. Number one, Nolan Bushnell. And the answer is, what is Atari? Number two, Peter Molyneux. And the answer is, what is Lionhead Studios? And number three, Tim Sweeney. And the answer is, what is Epic Games? Look at our next category, E3. Number one, E3 used to mean the Electronic Entertainment Expo, but this year it changed its name to this. And the answer is, what is the E3 Media and Business Summit? Number two, this is the city that E3 is located at this year. And the answer is, what is Santa Monica, California? And number three, this is the president of the ESA, who is in charge of E3. And the answer is, who is Mike Gallagher? He was just named president this year. All right, let's look at our final category, game system prices. Number one, this was the price of an original Sony PlayStation 2. And the answer is, what is $300? Number two, the original Nintendo Game Boy. And the answer is, what is $90? And number three, the price of an Atari Jaguar. And the answer is, what is $250? All right, looking at our final question. Well, you hear BitTunes all the time on this show. They are cool tunes made from the noises of old game systems and computers of the past. Well, a BitTune artist just released his latest music not on a CD, but on an NES cartridge, so you can listen to it on your NES. My question for you this week was, what is the name of the musician who did this? And the answer is, who is Alex Moyer? Yeah, his CD, I guess CD, not CD, NES cartridge is called Vegavox. It's going to be sold for €22, which is just about $30 here in America. If you go ahead, and I'll have a link in the show notes, so you can go ahead and find out if you want to pick it up. It looks like he has 7 songs on it, so really cool stuff. Anyway, that's going to be it for this week. It's going to be a short one this week. If you guys have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can go ahead and you can email me at gameacthotline@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and go to our website at www.gameacthotline.com. You can also call me on my voice line at 206-202-4367. That's 206-202-4367. And you can also put yourself on our Frapper map. That's also on our website. You can also chat with me on the website. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, you can also do that through iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcasts. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley, become friends with us at Podcast Pickle, or dig us at dig.com/podcast. That's going to be it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I'm going to be preparing myself for the Casual Connect and having some great time talking to the game developers. So, turn your video games back up, and I'll see you guys next week. Hidari ka, 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 hidari ka